I was raised on stories of the death camps, tales of my people's pain, hard lessons of the Holocaust. Never let it happen again. 2,000 years homeless, we dreamed of a promised land. Now we're knocking down homes and olive groves on Rafah's bloody sand. The tanks prowl the Gaza border, and soldiers in their sniper towers shoot so casually and take a life as one might pluck a flower. I came here to bring some healing, though those soldiers are my kin. What border can I stand on? Nahid smiled and took me in. What does it mean to have a home? What does it mean to be free? Maybe just to give a guest sweet oranges grown from your own tree. Such a small thing to die for, so ordinary. Once children played in the orange groves, picnicked by the ocean side. Now through dusty streets and rubble heaps, they dodge and laugh and hide. At night, Nahed's kids do their homework, watch cartoons in the TV news, while bullets thud into pockmarked walls outside where the tanks cruise. After a long night of shell shots, bullet holes in window glass, Nahed feeds eggs to her children and sends them off to class. These eggs are from my own chickens, Nahed says with quiet pride. When our walls fell to the bulldozers, I wonder if the chickens die. What does it mean to have a home? What does it mean to be free? Maybe just to give a guest sweet oranges grown from your own. Such a small thing to die for, so ordinary. I tried not to wake her the day I left, but she wouldn't let me leave unfed. She filled my pockets with oranges, she filled my hands with bread. I carried those oranges a long time, finally ate them on a long night's ride, back from one more desperate visit to one more bloody bedside. And they tasted sweet, those Rafah oranges, as an unsung melody, sweet as welcome to a stranger, as a garden's memory. A woman stands and offers fruit, a gesture every gardener knows, from a ghost branch, from a ghost root, home gone and the border closed. What does it mean to have a home? What does it mean to be free? Maybe just to give a guest sweet oranges grown from your own tree. What is the price of that orange? How many lives for that tree. Such a small thing to die for, so ordinary.